Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Tes Zayin. We're actually finishing up Tes Zayin Amud Beis today, and we're going to do Yud Zayin as well. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see how far we get. Yesterday's share, it ended towards the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, so we'll try to pick up an extra day between the two Shiurim. Again, people can listen to it at their convenience, whatever they would like. We're learning today for a very special Refuah Shleima for a regular listener of my Daf Yomi Shia for several cycles already. His wife is undergoing a procedure. Mitzvah Hashem, she'll have a Refuah Shleima today for Miriam Reisel, Bas Freda Devora, B'Sof Shar Chole Yisrael. All those who need a Refuah Shleima should have one. And we'll begin today's share on the bottom, Tes Zayin Omid Aleph, with the two dots, four lines from the bottom, where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Echad Omid B'Fonei Nechtav, so we said that's the v'chule, the get is possible. The Tanakam holds it, the get is possible. So Rav Yehuda doesn't mention it over here in the Mishnah, but as we pointed out when we did the Mishnah, and as we'll see in today's share, Rav Yehuda disagrees with this. But for now, we're just looking at the Tanakama. Echad omer b'fani nechtav, echad omer b'fani nechtam, the get is not good. Now, we'll have two versions as to what is going on over here. The first version is Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says in Rav Yochanan, we only said this in the Mishnah that the get is not good according to the Tanakhama. Lo shanu elu she'en haget yotzi mitachas yidei shneim. When the get doesn't come with two people bringing it, one saying b'fonei nechtav and one saying b'fonei nechtam. They're each coming separately and each saying their own thing. That's when the Tanakhama says that the get is no good. As Rashi points out, diramasku she'en haget yotzi, he says she'en shneim shluchim b'havaso. They weren't both the sign to be the shluchim to bring the get. We're not talking about two people bringing the get. One person brought the get, and he has to say before nechtam in order for it to be kosher get. And therefore, that was not done in this case, and that's why the Tanakhama says it's no good. However, Avol get Yosi mitachas yidei shneim. If in fact both of them were the shluchim and they both brought it to the Beis Din, as Rashi points out in the bottom, Rashi shneim adukin bo. They're both holding on to it. Ushneim shluchim. Both of them were sent as the shluchim. Tosos points out in the bottom. Tosos, he says that Mashi pirush akutsu shneim adukin bo lav dafka shein tsarach shiu mamish shneim adukin va'ochas beget. They don't literally both have to be holding on to the get. Elo shneim omim shabal also shneim shluchim. The husband had made both of them shluchim, so even if one is holding the get and the other one is not, Tosfos says lav davka, they have to both be holding on to the get. But in a situation where avol get yotzi mitachas yidei shneim, if both of them were coming and only one said b'fonei nechtam but one said b'fonei nechtam, but both of them were acting as shluchim in the bar, we turn to the zayin on the beis, then even the Tanakhama would hold that the get is kosher. Now, let's understand this shita. So when we have Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda saying over in the name of Rav Yochanan that the get would be kosher in this situation, Almuk Sava, you see that Rav Yochanan's opinion is as follows. Shnayim sheviu get Medina Sayam, that if two people were to bring a get from Medina Sayam, ain't Srichim Shomer b'faneinu nechtam, we would not have to go and say this, because the simple understanding of this, according to Rashi, is because the whole reason that you have the din, the takonis chacham, that one person is required to say b'fonei nechtam, goes like Rava, she'ein edim mitzuyin. Rava holds that way as well. But that was called Rava shita. Mishum, as Rashi points out, the time of Mishum she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. Now here, v'hari edim mitzuyin l'kaimo, two people are coming. So in this situation, if you hold like Rava's opinion, that the whole purpose is she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo, so then you have two people bring the get. There is no requirement to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. That's what we can understand from this statement of Rav Yochanan. But this is now questioned. We have the Girsa Amalei Abaye, but as we'll see twice on this daf, the Mesorah Shas brings out, we should change the word Abaye to Rav Asi. We'll keep it with Abaye just to keep it simple, but again, Mesorah Shas said that each time it should be Rav Asi. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, in his understanding of Rav Yochanan, according to you, Elamei Ato, based upon what you just said, then keep on reading the Mishnah, save for the next part of the Mishnah, where it said, Diktani, Shnayim Omi Befaneinu Nechtav, if two witnesses come and say, it was written in our presence, and the Echad Omi Befaneinu Nechtav, and then a witness says, a different person comes along and says, I saw it signed Befaneinu Nechtav, so possible. That would be no good, according to the Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda Masha, and Rav Yehuda says that that would be good. Now, what's the understanding of Tanakhama? Time of the Tanakhama is saying that it's no good because the Ein HaGet Yotzi Mitachas Yidei Shneim, because the get didn't come with both of them as the shluchim of the Baal. Implication being, HaGet Yotzi Mitachas Yidei Shneim, that if the get was coming from both of them, as you just had pointed out, even the Tanakhama would say that it's good. So, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, in the name of Yochanan, says, yeah, that's my understanding of Rav Yochanan. Now here we have the question. Now Abai says, based upon that, v'chi ein get yotzi mitachas yidei shneihem. But that implies that if the get doesn't come as both of them being the shliach, so then it's no good. And based upon what you're saying, b'mai plea, then why would Rav Yehuda say it is good in that situation? They both should say that it's no good, based upon your opinion of Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says no, because there is still a machlokas of Rav Yehuda and the Tanakama, the Chachamim. Mar Sovar, the Chachamim, the Tanakama holds that Gazrino, we make a gzer over here, that the get is no good, because maybe if we allow this, Dilma Asyoli Yachalufe Bekiyum Shtaros Diyama. If we didn't say this, then we would say that in other situations, a single get, Be'ed Echod, would be good. And therefore, we require that the single aid say both Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam, because of this concern the Tanakam has that will mess it up with a single aid coming in regards to confirming a different type of document. However, Yehuda says, I'm not concerned about that. Umar Savar, the opinion of Yehuda is lo gazrinim. We don't have to make such a gezeira because we're not concerned about that. There are two witnesses here, so there's enough going on that we're not going to say that in other cases, one witness is going to be confused. We allowed it by a get, that we will allow it by other documents as well. So that's the first version that we have over here of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda in the name of Rav Yochanan. Abaye's question on him and the teretz that's given. Now, Lishnachrina, there is another version of this conversation, which is the exact opposite. Lishnachrina, Amrile, the other version of this was as follows, that Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amr Rav Yochanan, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said to Rav Yochanan, that Afilu get Yotzi Mitachas Yidei Shneihem, even when the get comes, both of them are being shlichim, nevertheless, the Tanakhama still holds that it's possible. Why is that? Al-Mukhi Sabar, it must be, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda holds that Rav Yochanan's opinion is that Shnayim Sheviyu get Mivdina Sayam, because they're not concerned about Eidim Mitzuyim, because there are two Eidim over here. They must hold like Rabbah, that in fact the concern is that you don't have Das Lishma. In Chutz Laretz, the people aren't Bekin in Lishma, and therefore, Shein Bekin Lishma, and that's why they have to say, Bifoneinu Nechtav, Ubifoneinu Nechtam. That seems to be the understanding that they have Rav Yochanan's opinion. Now, again, Amalei Abaye, in the gears that we have is Amalei Abaye, and on the side again brings down Amalei Rav Asi. We'll call it Abaye again, just keep it simple. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, so based upon that, Elamayata, if your reasoning is correct, then keep on reading the Sefer. Sefer Diktani, it says, Shnayim Omim Befoneinu Nechtav, V'Echad Omim Befonei Nechtav. If two people say it was written in front of us, and one person says it was signed in front of us, nevertheless, it is possible. It is no good. But Yehuda's Machshir. Tanakhama says it's no good. The Chum says it's no good. Yehuda's Machshir. Now, that implies, Afilu get Yotzi mitachas dei shteihem, possibly Rabbanan. The Chacham say, even if the two people are bringing it as Shlichim, they didn't say the right Girsa, and therefore, they would be no good. So, is that true? So, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda responds to Abayu or Rav Asi, Amalayin, yeah, that is correct. So the Gemara says, wait a second, then what are the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda arguing about? They both should say that the get is no good in that situation if you hold that there's a requirement over here for the concept of Lishma, so then why would Rav Yehuda say that it's good? What's their machlokas? So the Gemara says, according to this version, Mar Sovar, one opinion holds, this is the opinion of the Tanakam and the Chachamim, Lefi She'ein Bikin Lishma. Oh, the people in Chutz Laretz are not Bekin Lishma. That's why they have to say it. As opposed to Rav Yehuda says, yeah, originally they weren't Bekin Lishma, but now they are. Bar Sovar, Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. The whole point is now that they're not Mekuyim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. And therefore, you need the two witnesses. If you have the two witnesses, then neither of the concerns applies, and that's why it's a kosher get. Now, based upon this, the Gemara wants to suggest, so let us say that this machlokas of Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimo and Ein Bekin Lishma, this machlokas of Rabba and Rava, it seems to be the machlokas over here between the Tanakama and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Leima, let us say that this machlokas, which we had in the first parak of the Masechta, to great detail, Leima, the Rabba, the Rava, Tanoi. This seems to be the machlokas over here of these Tanoim. It's not only an Amoraic machlokas, it seems to be a machlokas Tanoi. Chris says, no, Lav Dafka. We have two versions over here, and each of them holds like one of the different versions, and therefore they're not necessarily arguing about the machlokas of Rabba and Rava. So therefore the Gemara says, lo. Rava mitaretz kelishta kava. Rava would learn it like the first version that we had, and that was that we're dealing here with ein eidim mitzuyim lekaimo, and that's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. They all agree that you need eidim mitzuyim lekaimo. And since the Chachamim say that there aren't witnesses there, so therefore, that's why it's no good, unless you have eidim mitzuyim lekaimo. Whereas Rabba Amar Loch, and Rabba will tell you, no, Tukuli Amabin Lishma. The machlokas between the Chacham and Yehuda is not based upon whether you need Bikin Lishma or not. They all say that you need Bikin Lishma, that they have to know that the din is that a get must be given Lishma. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about Li'achar Shalomdu. They're arguing about, did the people in Chutz Laretz become knowledgeable about this requirement of Lishma or not? So Ubigezera, and therefore, once they became La'achar Shalomdu, and they're now Bekiyin, are we concerned that it'll be Choza to the way it was L'chadchila? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about, do we or do we not concern ourselves that things will return to the way that they were? The Chachamim say, we are concerned, and Yehuda says, we're not concerned. The Ma'asavar Gezrina, the Chachamim say, we are concerned, and therefore we make Gezer, and therefore it's no good. And Ma'asavar Yehuda says, no, we aren't concerned. Lo Gezrina. Where it says, so why don't we say, V'liflo Gnami Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha? Why don't we say that Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Chachamim in the first case, the case of one person says b'fonei nechtav, and the other person says b'fonei nechtam. Why don't the Chacham and Rav Yehuda argue in that case as well? It looks like everybody agrees in that case. So Gemara says, like I've told you already several times, no, in fact, Rav Yehuda waited till the Chacham finished their both opinions, and then Rav Yehuda argues. And that's why, Ha'itmar Allah, we've already said it several times, but it was said elsewhere that Ula had said already, Amar Ula, Cholukai Rav Yehuda, Ab Rishon. He's not only arguing the second case, he's arguing the first case, where one said b'fonei nechtav, and a different person said b'fonei nechtav. He says that's perfectly good. Rav Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama in that case as well. Mar says, Masa Rav Oshai Lula. Rav Oshai questions this and says, but wait a second. Ula, I don't understand. Rav Yehuda, it says, is a machshir bizu velo biacheris. We have a statement that is made in the Braisa that Rav Yehuda is machshir only in this case and implying not in another case, velo biacheris. Now, isn't that acheris? My lav, limi ute, echerome b'fani nechtav, yecherome b'fani nechtav. Isn't it exactly to tell us Rav Yehuda does not argue with the Tanakhama in the case where one person said b'fani nechtav and a different person said b'fani nechtav, that he's not arguing in that case, and that slugs up your entire idea, Ula? So Ula says, no, you're misunderstanding Rav Oshaya. Lo, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. Limute, when the Braisa says, Rav Yehuda machshir bezu velo biacheris, he's only machshir in this case, but not in another case. He's not talking about the case of echod that says b'fani nechtav, and a different echod says b'fani nechtam. No, he's l'meute. It's coming to exclude the case of b'fani nechtam avol lo b'fani nechtav. But one person says, yes, it was signed in front of me, but I did not see them write it. In that situation, I might have said, so could I dechamina chov lo gozer Yehuda gezeira, since Yehuda doesn't make the gezeira, shema yachzu dover l'kukulo, after they learned and were bekiyin l'shma, he's not concerned that things will return to the way that they were previously, so once he's already said, I don't make such a gezeira, I might have thought, dilma, osi liachlufri, bekiyim shtaros diyamo, b'yerechot nami lo gozer, that he likewise doesn't make the gezeira of, well, if you allow it for this, you'll allow it for another type of shtar where one person cannot confirm it, so maybe he doesn't make that gezeira as well. Oh, so Gemara says, Kamash Ulam. No, that's what the Chiddush of the Braisa is. Rehu the Machshir Bezu, Velo Biacheris. The Acheris is, yeah, he does make the Gzeira of the concern if Asi Lichluchi Bikiyum Shtaros the Alma B'Yedecha. That Gzeira he does make. But the Gzeira that Achar Shalomdu, that it will return to the way things were before, that Rehuda does not make such a Gzeira. Gemara continues and says, it or not, we learned in the base Medrash as well. Amru Rav Yehuda. Here's the Amoru Rav Yehuda, not the Tana Rav Yehuda. This is the Amoru Rav Yehuda saying, Shnayim Sheviu get me Medina Sayam. If two people come and bring the get from Medina Sayam, this is Banu L'machlokas of Yehuda Rabbanan. Exactly, this is the case of the machlokas between Yehuda and the Chachamim, exactly like the second version that we just brought down. He's saying that the Chachamim would say in this situation that it's no good. Rav Yehuda says that it's good, and this is the second version that we had. Mark continues and says, how do we paskin? One time in Maisa Shoya, Rabba Bar Barchana Cholash. One time, the great Rabba Bar Barchana got sick, and the Talmidim came to visit him. All Gabe, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabba. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba came, L'Shayulabay, to see how he's doing, to do Bikachol. So, while they're there, they're sitting and talking and learning. So they asked Rabba Bar Barchana, what is the halacha? Shnayim Sheviu get me Medina Sayam. If two people bring a get from the Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, do they have to say, Tzrichim Shiyomu b'foneinu nichtab u'b'foneinu nechtam? Oein Tzrichim, do they not have to say this? So Rabba Bar Barchana paskins and tells him, Amalahem, Ein Tzrichim, they don't have to say so, because the reasoning is, they would be believed that they came and said that so-and-so was divorced. Ma'ilu yomu b'foneinu gersha. If they were to say that this woman was divorced in our presence, in front of us, so they would be believed. So therefore, why would they believe to say that this is the get? Milo mehemne. So therefore, they would be believed. Incidentally, the Masoras HaShas brings down that the Girsa isn't Rav Yehuda and Rabba, it's Rav Yehuda v'Rabbana. In any event, this is how Rabba Bar Bachana Paskin, that's saying that they don't have to go and say it. Now, that's the end of that part of the story that we're interested in, but the story continues as to what happened then next. Interesting phenomenon. Adahachi, while they're sitting and talking, they had a light there, and this was on a Goyish Chaga that they weren't allowed to have light on outside of the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim. So now, at this point in time, Adahachi, while they're sitting there learning by the light of a candle, Adahachi Asa Hau Chabara, we turn to Yudzayinim and Aleph, along comes one of these Chabarim. Rashi tells us that this is Parsoi, this is the Persians. Tosa says it's not actually Persians, it's people that came to Persia, and let's look at the top Tosas to understand a little bit about the background over here. So the top Tosas tells us, Pirish Bekuntris, that the Chabari, who are these people, Hainu Parsim, Rashi said that these were Persians. Umikame de Asu Chabari Lebavel, and before these Chabarim came to Bavel, Hainu Bimei Kazdim, Nebuchadnezzar, Ebel Merodach, Ubel Shatzar, this was after the reign of the three evil kings, Nebuchadnezzar, his son Evil-Merodach, and according to many, his son Belshazzar. They reigned for a total of 70 years while we were in Galus Bavel. And then the Persians took over. So then Koresh defeated Belshazzar, and he took over, and the Jewish people were now under their reign. So that's who these Chabarim were. They came at that point in time. Tosus doesn't like this, and Tosus says, a little bit later on, he explains why he doesn't like Rashi's pshat, and he says, Omri, the Chabarim him uma achas shaboy b'nei Rav Yochanan, that they were a people who came to Persia, to Babel, and they subsequently took over from the Persians that were there previously. In any event, this Chabara came back to our Gemara, very top Yuzayin Amud Aleph, Shaklo Lishrago, he took the lamp that they had, Mikamayu, from in front of them, because, as Rashi points out, Sheyesh Leparsim Yom Id, they had their Goy Shechaga, their holiday, Sheim Adlikin, or Bioso Yom, that they don't go and allow any candles to be lit that day, Ella, the days of Avodah Zarah Shalem, except in their house of Avodah Zarah. So, what happened over here? The light was taken away. So, Amar Rachmanos, Rabba Bar Bachana said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana, O Bitolech, either we should be under your dominion, that would be obviously the best, as Rashi says, O Hachbienu Bitzilech, we should be under your shadow, in other words, we should be free to practice in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever we are, under your control, or at least, if that can't be, O Bitula de Bar Esav, or at least, Higluna, Rashi says, Bitzel B'nei Esav, that we should be under the dominion of the B'nei Esav, because Shehein Mechabdin Osono, they treat us better, they treat us nicely. Well, question is, really? The Romans treated you better than the Parsim? Lamemra de Aramoi, Malumi Parsoi, the Romans were nicer than the Parsim? That doesn't seem to go along with what we learned elsewhere. V'atani Ruchi taught in the following Brisa, what does it mean? My Dixiv, the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk from Eo, which says, Elokim Hevin Darko, Hu Yodas Mekomo, God understands, meaning the Torah's ways, and he knows the best place for you to learn Torah. And what does that mean? So Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that the Jewish people, Shein Yechol L'Kabel Gzeres Aromium, that we would not be able to withstand the cruel, horrible decrees of the Romans. As Rashi says, Shegozun Shmad, they constantly are making us go against our religion. Shalis Asu Torah, they don't allow us to learn Torah. V'lo Yikayim Mitzvah, they don't allow us to perform the mitzvos. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu did us a tremendous favor. Amar v'higla osob lebavel. He first, when he took us out of Eretz Yisrael, and by the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash destruction, he sent us to Bavel and not to Rome. Amar v'higla osob lebavel. So you see that Bavel, the Parsim, are nicer than the Romans. How can you tell us that the Romans are nicer than the Parsim? So what says Lokasha? The two aren't a steer to each other. Hamikame denesu chabari lebavel. Halabasa the osu chabari lebavel. The original Babylonians didn't persecute us from a religious point of view. Yeah, they destroyed the first base of English, and they were cruel and horrible people, but they let us learn Torah. And only subsequently, when the Chabarim came, did they prevent us from learning Torah, and they were worse than even the Romans. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Echad omer b'fonei nechtav, u'shnayim omer b'foneinu nechtam, that everyone agreed kosher, even the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, say that that's good. So you have one person coming and saying, I was there when they wrote it, b'fonei nechtav, and then you have two others come along and say, Yushnayim omim b'foneinu nechtav, we were there when it was signed. And that is perfectly good, according to everybody. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ami, here we have Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Ami saying the name of Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, this was only said, Elo, under the circumstances, Shaget Yotzi mitachas Yad aid kisiva. When the shaliach who was bringing this was the single person who said, Bifonai nechtav. And then, in that situation, he becomes as if he's two, dinasu kishnayim alzeh. Once he's accepted, we accept a single aid, so then it's like he's two, and then ukshnayim alzeh, and then you have two other witnesses that are testifying about the chasima, and therefore that's why it's good. That's what Rav Ami said over in the name of Rav Yochanan. However, implication being, avo mitachas yidei eid chasima, if the two witnesses who said we saw the signing were the ones that brought the get, and then the single witness was not the one that brought the get, so then possible he would not be accepted and the get would not be good. Now, Almuk Sofer, what do you see from this? Rav Ami says that the opinion of the Tana Kama, the opinion of the Mishnah is Shnayim Sheviu get Mibdina Sayam. If two people bring a get from the Dina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, Tzrichim Shiyomu, you see that they have to say before Neinu Nechtam, before Neinu Nechtam, because we're concerned that it wasn't written Lishma, and therefore they have to go and say this specifically, even if there's two of them. Amli Ravasi says, if that's true, Ravasi says to Ravami, your understanding of Rav Yochanan, Ravami and Ravasi were both Tamidi Rav Yochanan, first generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. So Ravasi says to his colleague Ravami, based upon what you're saying, Elamayata Reisha, in the previous part of the Mishnah, where it said, Diktani, Shnaim Omin Befoneinu Nechtam, the Echer Omer Befonei Nechtam, Pasul. It's no good according to the Chacham and the Tanakhama. Reviewed as Machshir. So then why is that? Fafilu get yotze mitachas de shneim possibly rabbanim. In that situation, where even though you have the two witnesses that are bringing the get, it's no good. Unless they say, before neinu nechtam, it would not be good because they're holding that you must say it because we're concerned about them being not bekim lishma. So here, are you telling us pasli rabbanon? The rabbis would say that this is no good. Is that your understanding? And Rav Ami responds back to Rav Asi, yes. Amalei in. Now, we stop over here in the Gemara. Tosos says we actually would repeat the same shakal v'tari that we just had a few moments ago over here as well, and the Gemara just didn't want to be marich. He says, Ela shelo chosh l'harich. He didn't want to go and, so to say, reiterate everything that was said beforehand. But in any event, that was the same discussion that we had between Rav Ami and Rav Asi over here that we had before. Now, there's another version of this machlokas or conversation between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Zimnim ashekhei the Yosef Kamar. Now we have it the opposite way, that there was an occasion where they were both sitting and learning, and Rav Ami said, dafilu get yotze mitachas yidei eide chasima kosha, that if the get comes from a yidei eide chasima, it's produced by the two witnesses to the signing, they're the ones bringing the get, even though the single witness who was the witness to the ksiva is not the shaliach, it would be good. According to this version, he says it's good. Kosher. Alma, therefore, Rav Ami states, kasaver, according to this understanding, shnayim shebiu get mivdina sayam, if two people are bringing the get from the mivdina sayam, and tzrichim shom b'fneinu nechtav b'fneinu nechtam, they don't have to go and say that, they just have to be two kosher witnesses, because we're only concerned here about edim mitzuyim l'kaimo, and therefore, there are edim mitzuyim l'kaimo, and therefore it's not a concern. Ravasi questions this, Amar Ravasi says to him, Elamayata, based upon this, the first part of the Mishnah now doesn't make sense. Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah, Diktoni, where it said over there, Shnayim Omri Befoneinu Nechtav, where two people said it was written in front of us. The Echad Omri Befoneinu Nechtav, and another person says, Befoneinu Nechtav, it was signed in front of me. It's no good. Pasul, according to Tanna Kamma, Reuda Machshir, Reuda says it is good. Now that implies that the reasoning of the Tanna Kamma, the Chachamim, Taima, is the Ein Haget Yotze, Mitachas Yidei Shnayim, because they weren't coming as Shlichim over here. And that's why it's no good. Implication being, ha-get yotze mitachas deishtem, if they were coming over here as the shluchim, so then the chachamim would agree, machshir rabbanan. Even the chachamim, tarakam, would say it's good. Is that true? So Rav Asi said to Rav Ami, is that true? And Rav Ami responds back, yeah, 100% right. But now Rav Asi says, your two opinions that you just said before, and you just said now, were opposite. Now what he said before was said a while before, because Zibn lo amris lanachi was previously, not today, at another time, you had explained it like we had the first version over here, and now you're explaining it like the second version. So which one is it? You're contradictory. So Amalei, Rav Ami says back to Rav Asi, Yoseidhi, it's like a peg, shalotimot, that can't be moved. It is my opinion. The second way I just said this now, that is my bottom line, is what she says, Loshon Achron Ze'emes. I've looked into it, I've changed my mind, the original opinion I wrote, I'm retracting, and the second opinion is the way the halacha is. Yosidhi, it's like a peg, shalotimot, that can't be moved. So this is the correct understanding, the second version that Rav Ami tells Rav Asi over here. Okay, I know this is a little bit complicated. Let's go right to the next Mishnah. Nechtav bayom v'nechtam bayom. The get was written during the daytime, and it was signed during the daytime of the same day. So it's written on Gimel Sivan in the morning, and it is signed Gimel Sivan in the afternoon. So that's all one and the same. The same day, there's no problem of being a get muktam. As Rashi says, that this is the same day. So no problems in it being a predated get. So Rashi says, "Hainu chad yoma ve'ein kan get muktam." We don't have any concerns that the writing of the get and the signing or the giving of the get are two different days, and we'll see a halacha l'maisa ramification of that when we get to the Gemara. So if they're written both on the same day, nichta bayom v'nichta bayom, one's written at 10 in the morning and it's signed at 2 in the afternoon, or balayla, or it's signed, it's written at nighttime v'nichta balayla and signed at night. So again, same day, both on Gimel Sivan, or Balayla, it's written at night on Gimel Sivan, v'nechta bayom, and it's signed the next morning on Gimel Sivan. They're all perfectly good. Kosher, there is no machlokes, because they're all written and signed on the same day. So absolutely kosher get, no get muktam. However, the Mishnah tells us, bayom, if it was written on the day, let's say of Gimel Sivan, but it was only nechtam balayla, but that night of after the day of Gimel Sivan, which is now Dalet Sivan, Bayom v'nechtam alayla, so it was written on Gimel Sivan, but it's only signed on Dalet Sivan, now you have a get muktam, that is possible, that is no good, because of the two reasons that we'll say in the Gemara, why we're concerned about a get muktam. Rav Shimon, however, is machshir. We'll have to explain why Rav Shimon is not concerned about the reasons that the Chachamim are concerned about when we get to the Gemara. But Rav Shimon is machshir because Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that in general, kol ha-gitin, here gitin is used as a general term for documents. In general, all documents, as Rashi says, shel mecher u'matana ve'alva, all sorts of various financial documents of bills of sale or presents or loans, all of these documents, if there's a get muktam, that's a real problem. Shenechtavu bayom, v'nechtavu balayla, if they were written on the day of Gimel Sivan and then signed only on the night of Dalet Sivan, the following night, so then they're psulim, no good, because if you go and collect with this get from an earlier time, so then you can collect from lien properties. But it was only actually effective on Dalet Sivan. So if on Gimel Sivan you wrote it, but then later in the day, Gimel Sivan, the person who the document would affect sold some properties, so those properties aren't going to be lien because it's only given over really on Dalet Sivan. So there could be financial improprieties over here. Therefore, in general, even Rabbi Shimon holds, kol agitin, all these financial documents can't be a get muktam because of the concern that you collect from lien properties that really weren't owned by the person at the time that the shtar is given over. So, kol agitin shenichtu bayom v'nechtu b'layla apsulim, with the one exception, chutz b'gitei nashim, because gitei nashim aren't the problem, as Rashi says, delav l'goviyayna avida, because you don't collect with them. You go from the day of the ksuba, you don't go from the day of the get. Albeit, there still will be machlokes in the Gemara, which Rashi says, Gemara mefarish lo. We'll have to understand this a little bit more in the Gemara. So now we start off with the Gemara, Itmar. They said in the day Spanish, Mipnei ma tiknu zman begit. And technically, a get doesn't require to have a date and a time in it. Why did the rabbis come along and were masakim that you have to have a shtar of divorce, a bill of divorce, has to go and have, a get has to go and have within it a date? So we have two reasons. Rav Yochanan Amar Mishum Basachosu, because of the concern of Basachosu. What is this? So Rashi tells us that if a person marries Basachosu, the daughter of his sister, in other words, he marries his sister's daughter, his niece, and he loves her as a niece also, in addition to being his wife. There is a mitzvah, we don't practice this today, to specifically go and marry your niece. So that would happen, but let's say, unfortunately, she was Mizana. So, v'hi ishto, this niece is his wife, v'shema tizana tachtav, and nebuch, she committed adultery. Now, that's a capital crime. If there were Edim and Hasra, and she committed this adultery, so that she be chayes misa. V'chas ole, it's his niece, he loves her. He's very upset that his wife committed adultery, but it's still his niece, and he doesn't want her to die. So what does he do? In order to shalot techonik, that she shouldn't be strangulated, she shouldn't have misas based in, so v'kosev lo get below zman. He writes her a divorce document without putting a time on it, v'notzila, and he gives it to her. And now, when the beistin comes and accuses her of committing adultery, u'kshamidim lo beistin, so what does she do? She takes out the get, motzio gita, v'yomer is gerusha, you see, I was in fact a gerusha, u'pnuyo b'osasho, I wasn't a married woman. Granted, I wasn't doing something that's right, but I'm not chayevis misa. And therefore, her uncle, i.e. her husband, may do something like this because he loves his niece and he doesn't want to see her killed for committing adultery. So therefore, he'll write her a get without a date on it, and she can bring that forward to prevent herself from being accused of adultery. So that's Rav Yochanan's reason, Mishum Basachoso. Reish Lakish says, no, it's a financial matter. Reish Lakish Amar, Mishum Peiros. We're concerned about the Peiros. So Rashi explains, Shemizman HaGet, from the time that the get is dated, the Eilech, and thereafterwards, the husband no longer has the right to the Peiros of the Nechse Maluk, of the dowry that his wife brought in. He was entitled to eat the Peiros till now. So she had a field, so he was entitled to the produce of the field. But the minute the get is written, so he loses that right, Rashi says. Im yimkor habal beperos nichse malug, shela tigave, they're hers. V'yamlo hoya bo zman, and if there's no time written, then yimokher, he could go and sell it, v'holech, and keep on selling it, and when she takes him to the base, then he'll say, no, I sold this before the gerushin. So therefore, that's why the rabbis instituted, according to Reish Lakish, mishun peros, the putting in tikkun zman begin. Okay, now, why doesn't he want to say like the other one? Why didn't Rav Yochanan say like Reish Lakish? Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rav Yochanan? Reish Lakish, my time along like Rav Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rav Yochanan? Because of the concern of Bas HaChoso. So the Gemara says, Armelo, Reish Lakish would answer, and we turn to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The reasoning is because it's nus lo shlicha. It's not so common, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, as Rashi says, lo chashu bar rabbanan, this situation that Nebuch, the guy's wife, who's his niece, is going to commit zanus, and then he'll write her a get because he loves her and doesn't want her to die, that's very, very unlikely. Tosus has an interesting aside. The top Tosus says, Pirush Zanus be'edim u'be'asra lo shliach. That they'll actually have witnesses warning her not to commit the Zanus and edim that saw the Zanus, there will be a capital crime. That's uncommon. But Nebuch, avolo boile memra, the Gemara is not coming to teach us the Shum Zanus, the commission of adultery, Rachman Islan, lo shliach. Even in those days, it was Nebuch, not something that was totally rare. And he brings down sources to support that. In any event, the bottom line is that the Reish Lakish was not concerned about Bas HaChoso. No, why wasn't Rav Yochanan concerned about Reish Lakish's idea of Peiros? Rav Yochanan, in my time, alone like Reish Lakish. Why didn't he say like Reish Lakish? Because Rav Yochanan holds, Kusaba, Yesh Labal Peiros, Ad Shas Nesina. He says, no, it's not when it's written, it's not when it's signed, it's when it's handed over. But the time that it's handed over, at that point in time, and only at that point in time, does the Baal lose the right to eat the peros of the Nitzi Beluk. So, therefore, what difference does it make whether the shtar is muktam, it's dated muktam or not? Until it's actually given over. Then she'll say, now I have it. Now I can go to court, say I got it at this and this time. And from that point and on, he's no longer entitled to the Peiros. But before that, even though it's dated earlier, he wasn't entitled to the Peiros. And therefore, there is no reason Mishum Peiros, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Gemara says, Bishlomo L'Reish Lakish. It works out very well according to Reish Lakish, who says Mishum Peiros. Oh, Mishum Hachi, Komachshi, Rabbi Shimon. We understand Rabbi Shimon is not concerned about this because he holds that the husband stops being entitled to eat the peros from the time that the get is written. So, therefore, when you write it, that's the date. That's actually the time when the husband is not entitled to go and eat the peros anymore. So, therefore, Rabbi Shimon has no problem saying such a get is perfectly good. And the Chacham disagree with that. So, the Chacham say it's when the get is actually signed. At that point in time, that's when the husband is no longer entitled to the peros, and therefore we understand the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, so then if you're worried about this Znus Bas HaChoso situation, Rachmana Litzlan, so then why would Rabbi Shimon not be concerned about it? My time with Rabbi Shimon, the Machshir, why aren't you concerned about it? So that seems to be a valid kasha on Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan tells us, yeah, I leave with Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. I wasn't arguing according to Rabbi Shimon. As Rashi says in the Ramas, I leave with Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. Till Rabbi Shimon vaday zman lav mishum basachoso iskan. He wasn't saying it because of basachoso el mishum peros. His svara is only because of the peros. Ki kamina, when I was saying that we're concerned about Bas HaChoso, that's only ki amina aliba de rabbanon. I'm saying according to rabbanon. As Rashi says in the next Libra Mas, aliba de rabbanon, the bishum hachi pasli rabbanon, the korsabri zman bishum Bas HaChoso. Their concern was about Bas HaChoso. That wasn't Rabbi Shimon's concern. So therefore, I was saying my opinion only according to the Chacham. Vice versa, similarly, Mishlom Rabbi Yochanan, everything works out well according to Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu diikah bein Rabbi Shimon le rabbanon. There is a machlokes over here between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan as to whether or not we make such a gzera because of Bas HaChoso or not. The opinion of Rabbi Shimon is we do not have to, and the opinion of the Chachamim is that we do. We're concerned about other women. As Rashi says, Dibur Masal Bishlom L'Rabbi Yochanan, D'Yomel Rabbanan Mishum Bas HaChoso. The Chachamim say because of Bas HaChoso, and Rabbi Shimon Mishum Peros. So we understand that there's a machlokes between them. Hainu Dika Bein Rabbi Shimon L'Rabbanan. But according to Reish Lakish, why then is there a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim? As Rashi says, Taima de Pluksayu, according to this, the machlokas between them is Bahochi Lerabon and Posul get Mukdom Mishum Basachoso, or Shimon Kosher, to Xavers Man Mishum Peros Iskan. The Hilkoch get Mukdom Kosher, a get Mukdom would be Kosher. The E Torfa Mishas Kasiva Shapir Torfa. As soon as he intends to go and be Megarisha, so that's it. That's technically when the get takes effect. So why then would there be a difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim? Why would the Chachamim not allow a get Mukdom in this situation? If they agree, as Rashi points out, that she can be the Torfa Mishas Kasiva Shaper Torfa. That if she says, no, once you had an intention to go and be Megarish me, then you're not entitled to the Peiros. So what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim? So where it says, no, Peirei the Mishas Ksiva, the Adshas Chasimo, Ikarinayav. No, there's a slight difference over here between the writing of it and the signing of it. That's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. The opinion of Rav Yochanan that the Chachamim hold that when the get is given, that's when you're no longer in collecting. Therefore, pre-day the get is a problem. But according to them, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's when the get is written, not when it's given. It's when it's written. So therefore, that's when the husband is no longer allowed to collect it. Therefore, there's no problem with a get mukdam. And that is the Ikari night. Mori says, but the way we just understood Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we learned elsewhere the exact opposite. But we learned previously, in another place, that they held the exact opposite opinions. The Idma said in the base Medrash, May Emasai Motzi and Leperos, at what point in time is the husband no longer entitled to the Nichsei Melug, the Peros of the Nichsei Melug? So Rav Yochanan Amar Mishas Kasiva. Rav Yochanan was the one that said it was from the time of the writing, and it was Reish Lakish Omar Mishas Nesina. So what's going on over here? That's the opposite. Of course, you're right, Epoch, switch it around. That Rav Yochanan says it's from the time of the Nesina, and it's Reish Lakish that says that it's from the time of the Kasiva. And that jibes with what we just said now. Mark Atina says, Amalei Abayla, Rav Yosef. Abayi says to Rav Yosef, Gimel Gittin Psulin. There are three types of Gittin that the Mishnah, later on in the Masechta, tells us that are L'chatchila no good. However, B'dievet are good. V'ibni says, if the woman, in fact, did go and get married based upon that get, so her children are kosher. The marriage that she has with her new husband is kosher and Havad kosher. And any children will not be Bamzerim. So, one of those was our case. A get that didn't have a date on it. So therefore, in that situation, while the chachil is no good, but the evidence good, so ma'u'ilu chacham v'takonosan. So the rabbi said, we have to do the takana, either like Reish Lakish because of the Peros, either like Rav Yochanan because of Basachoso. But the bottom line is, if you can get divorced without the date, so what good did the rabbi's takana actually accomplish? So Gemara says, Rav Yosef responds back to Abayi, who asked the question, Ahanu, these types of these three gittin, including the one that didn't have a date on it, are lechatchila no good. Ahanu, the lechatchila lotinasi, at least don't go do this lechatchila. You're right, b'dieved, it will work. Shmuel says, no, still, gazye lizman didei. What happens if the get was written down, the sofer did write down a time in it, and the lechatchila idea that no sofer will go and write a get without a timing, so that was accomplished, and then they cut it out. So the husband did write down the get with the time, and then he didn't give it. He cut out the time, and he gave it a week later, 2 weeks later. And then all of the concerns that we just said do apply. If you're telling me that it's good, b'dieved, so then why aren't we concerned that the husband will cut out the date? And all the problems that we've talked about will occur. My, what are you going to say about that? So Gemara says, Amalei, Rav Yosef responds back to Abayi, who asked the question. He said, a Ramai, you're dealing over here with a cheater, a person who's going to cut out the time in the get and then give the get. The rabbis weren't dealing over here with a Ramai. And therefore, their takana over here will be a benefit to people that are Shomer Torah mitzvahs, people that are interested in doing the right thing. So this will be preventing them from not doing the right thing. Okay. Now we conclude this year with the following. Kosev Bo Shavua, if they didn't write down the exact date, but they just wrote down in which smita cycle of the yovel it was in. So which 7-year period in this yovel, that's when the gate was dated. That's not much of a dating. Or they wrote down shana. They wrote down the year of a smita cycle. Or they wrote down the chodesh. They wrote down the month of a particular year. Or they wrote down Shabbos. They wrote down it was on this Shabbos of this month. They didn't write down the particular day. So what about these? Is this called a good dated shtar? So amalei. So this question was asked by Abaye to Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef answered over here as well. Amalei kosher. He said, yes, this is a valid timing. This is considered a get that has a time in it, even though it's not a very specific time. So, Abai How does it really help us to say down this was in the 7-year cycle of the Shemitah? You'll have all the problems of Basa Chosu, you'll have all the problems of the Perus of the Nechsei Malug. So Rav Yossi says, no. Ahanu, at least it will help us. L'shavua d'kameh. At least it will help us for whatever it does. It will help us in to know it was at least this Shemitah cycle, it was this year in the Shemitah cycle, this month in the year, or this week in the month. It will help us whatever it does. L'shavua d'basrei. It will make sure that the week before, the week afterwards, whatever we're talking about, at least that won't be confusion about that. You're right, the exact date, there'll still be confusion, but it will help us. Whatever it helps, so the takana will help a little bit. And I'll show you that this is right, Rav Yosef says, because the ilo te mahachi, if you don't want to say this, so then yomar gufei. So then, when you're writing down the date of the get, it was on Gimel Sivan. So, miyadinan, who will know? Imit safra or mipani? Was it 10 o'clock in the morning? Or was that 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Was it 10 o'clock at night? Or 8 o'clock in the morning? Nobody will know. Elo liyomar dekamei, it will at least benefit, so you won't be able to collect from the day before or the day after. Liyomar basrei. So at least it'll help us a little bit. So to over here, hachanami yahani. This get that was dated with only the week of the month or the month of the year or the year of the Shemitah or the Shemitah of the Yovel, so at least it will help a little bit. It will help us at least a little bit for each of those two things. This is a good break point. With this, we'll conclude today's shir. Again, we caught up in these 2 days. We did 3 blatams so people can listen to them at their convenience.